Drew McIntyre here from WWE. Wielding the Claymore can be a life of chaos. When I'm not dominating in the ring, Chumba Casino is how this warrior takes a wee break. With hundreds of online social games and new weekly releases, there's always something fresh to try. And those daily boosts, next level. Even my free time feels like Valhalla. So when life feels like a battle, kick up your feet, have some fun, and let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Let's do some random questions.
Okay.
Always fun.
Yes.
Owings.
Yes.
You may go first. Choose between 41 and 80.
62.
What is the last thing you've stolen and gotten away with?
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, you thief.
I mean, I've never been much of a thief to begin with. Man. And certainly been a long time since I
So is it like paper from the office?
I've definitely done that.
Does that not count as stealing? Because you just said you're not a thief.
I just said generally I'm not a big thief. That's not to say I've never taken anything. I definitely have.
I'm more for the petty crimes.
I do remember, years and years ago, like taking a ream of paper. And I've taken a couple other things, but I don't know. I mean, I don't know. Maybe
I would
that.
Have a hard time with that one.
Maybe that. I mean, there's probably something else that I can't think of, but.
Tommy, were you one of those kids that liked to shoplift?
No. Okay. I'm too guilty of a conscience for that.
I didn't think so. It didn't strike me. No. Maitland, you ever shoplift for fun?
No.
Steve, you did, didn't you?
Yeah.
You don't like it now, do you?
No.
You ever have the urge now?
No, because I'm an adult and I have a job, so I can pay for things.
I never had the urge when I was young. I didn't understand it, and I'll never act on it. But for some reason, when I go to those shops in the airports where they have stuff pushed out, I'm like, I could just take these Cheez-Its.
So easy. Yeah.
And they don't even like their job. Why would anyone care?
I remember stealing.
I don't know why. I'm not going to do it, but I always think about it almost every time.
I remember stealing a shot glass with my name on it from the boardwalk on the Jersey Shore.
Really?
When I was like 15, probably.
So everybody at school is going to think I'm so cool.
So I had a shot glass that said Steve's Bar. And it was like it was probably $4.
Right.
I could have easily bought it.
Sure.
But
did you have to hide it?
A thing you would buy, though.
From your parents? Or did they see it and you're like, no, I just got it as a gift from somebody at work.
I remember for a long time I had it on the dashboard of my first car. Because it was like you could wedge it in there perfectly and it would just sit right in there. And
I could see that.
This is awesome.
I ratted my sister out for shoplifting one time.
You did?
When we were kids. We were out, I think it was either day after Thanksgiving for Black Friday or day after Christmas to go spend our gift cards or something like that. And we were out with my mom and we were in Claire's and Paige had shown me this chapstick. She was like, oh my gosh, look, it's a Cinnamon Toast Crunch flavored chapstick. Isn't that so weird? And I was like, yeah, that is. I wouldn't buy that. Don't use your gift card on that. She was like, yeah, you're right. So thought she put it back. Later, we're in Target and she goes to put on Cinnamon Toast Crunch chapstick. I said, where'd you get that? And she was like, oh, so-and-so from school gave it to me as a Christmas present. And I said, are you sure? She was like, uh-huh.
So and, like a few minutes after you said, don't do that?
Yes. Yeah. And I told my mom. Well, we were at a different mall across town by that point. So I kind of walked up to my mom and I was like, hey, I think Paige stole that. And so then my mom was like, let me see your pockets. And then she found like the wrapping and everything for it in there. So that other mall had a Claire's store in it. And so my mom made her, like took her back there, made her tell the manager of this Claire's that she stole it from the other one.
Oh, no.
And the poor manager's like, I don't care. This is not the
yeah.
doesn't even matter.
Manager is probably a 14-year-old kid.
Yeah. That other teenager's the manager.
Yeah. Now she probably was about 14 or looked 14 to me, but she was probably about my age now. And just kind of, she understood the assignment and looked at her and was like, normally we'd call the police, but because, you came back and you were honest, we'll let it slide this time.
Mm. Don't ever come back here again.
Yeah. But yeah.
Don't ever come to a Claire's again.
Did your sister want to fight you?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I ratted her out a lot.
What a narc.
Oh, I was. Especially to her. She was such a brat. And she would get away with stuff that I never got away with. And then she would get away with things that I never got away with. And then would push the limits further and further and further. And then would try to get away with worse and worse things. And I was just like, girl, no.
Mm-hmm. Because it didn't then open doors for you?
No.
I can see where that would be an issue. Steve, choose between 40 and 80.
Take 45.
What's the most embarrassing thing you caught one of your parents doing?
Oh, man.
By the way, admittedly, like on that question, I don't think I'd have an answer.
No.
I don't know. I don't know that I do.
So if you want a different one, because if something doesn't come to mind immediately, because I've never caught my parents doing something embarrassing.
No, I haven't either. They've probably caught me. I know they've caught me doing things that were embarrassing.
What's the most embarrassing thing your parents caught you doing?
Yeah. Flip the script.
Like, I never got, like, walked in on while I was pleasuring myself or anything like that.
Because you always did it outside.
Yeah. Well, I was just good at it.
On the roof.
I never thought of it that way. Yeah, no, I just knew how to handle my business. Really good. Hey, what are you doing? Taking care of some teenage business. Thanks.
I remember somebody walking in, my dad walking in when I was, like, trying to make out with a girlfriend.
That's embarrassing.
Which, yeah, I mean, but, at the time, you know, I was probably 14 years old, 15 years old. So, yeah. I mean.
Did he say, no, son, like this?
No, it was one of those, like, walk in and whoop, turn around and walk right out.
Did you ever talk about it?
No. No, of course not.
What if you called him right now and said, Dad, what'd you think of my technique with 14-year-old Mandy or whatever her name was? I was just worried your arm was going to get stuck inside her sleeve.
A lot more accurate than you think.
Really? I feel like I should tell you sorry.
How did you do that?
Steve just turned red. Your hand does not match your face now.
His cheeks are rosy.
Uh-huh.
Like Mandy's.
Yeah.
Man, these teas so are soft. Because I was waiting to say more things. All right. So Steve made out with that girl and his dad watched.
Yeah.
Kelly.
That's different.
Oh. Yeah.
It's sort of the same thing, but wildly different.
Now, you did catch your dad doing something embarrassing.
Kelly, between 40 and 80.
79. Oh, great. I always do this myself.
What's the most passive-aggressive thing you've ever done? Maybe choose one from this week so you don't have to go through the whole library. Some people are passive aggressive and I don't think they know it. Kelly's passive aggression is planned and executed with authority.
Oh, yeah.
Right? Would you guys agree?
Yeah. Well, if it's not planned or if you don't know you're doing it, that's not real passive aggressiveness. You're just clueless. Kelly's actively passive.
Yeah, right? That's what makes me funny.
Actively passive aggressive.
There should be two branches. Yeah, the clueless passive aggression, where they just don't know how to talk about things.
Yeah.
And Kelly does know how to talk about things, but sometimes chooses violence.
Yeah.
Passive aggressive violence. All right, do you have one?
I got a couple, actually. Remember when I told y'all that guy was like, I'm an alpha male, and he wasn't talking to me directly. But I was like, okay, alpha, alpha, and kind of said it like that. And I was like, you're probably just gay, but you can be both, I guess.
Yeah.
And then I was also out with Maitland recently, and somebody said something. I'm not going to go into details, but I essentially gave him a whole, yeah, that's not the flex you think it is, bud. And he ended up apologizing to me.
Is that passive?
No, that's not passive at all. That's just aggressive.
No, Kelly was very much like, the guy was like, oh, well. I'm sorry. And she's like, don't be sorry. Just enjoy the concert. She said it just like that. And he was like,
okay, that is.
And he was kind of like, no, but I'm sorry. And she goes, I know, but I'm coming at you with the same energy you came at me with. Okay.
Yeah. I was like, and, sir, you served douche and I'm serving you C word. I am not apologizing.
But she was smiling the whole time.
That is very passive. That is, that is a very strong passive aggression.
It was beautiful.
Yeah, that was pretty fun.
It was. I learned from it.
Yeah.
I will use it.
I see the joy in you. Maitland, between 40 and 70.
40 and 70. 57.
Have you ever lied about your body count to someone?
No. I haven't.
I don't know why there's yes, no questions in here, but that was fast.
I could do another one if you want.
You don't have to.
Oh, okay.
Tommy, choose between 40 and 80.
Let's do 53.
Wouldn't have picked that one.
Oh.
What's the worst thing that's ever happened to you in bed?
In bed?
Yeah.
Well, like, outside of, like, sleep paralysis, that's terrible.
Wait, do you get that?
Dude, yeah. Yeah, I'll get stuck inside a dream.
That's terrifying.
What? Yeah.
Okay. No, that's
walk me through that.
Bad. Yeah. So a lot of times what happens is I'll get stuck in a dream and I'll try and wake up many, many times and I'll be aware that I'm dreaming. And in my dream, I'll wake up into another dream and I'll know I'm still dreaming and I'll try so hard to move my body, but I can't move. And it usually takes 4 or 5 times of me waking up to actually like, and I finally like gasp and I'm able to roll over. And then I'm like, oh my God, this is real.
Did you about dump in your pants when you saw the movie Inception? Because it seems like that's what you're living.
Oh no, that one, that was a cool movie. This is way worse. Yeah, no, it's terrible.
Okay. So you were going to pick one outside of that. That would have been a good one, honestly.
Well, I didn't know if this was like, you know, inside a bed.
I mean, it doesn't have to be. You're in a bed.
I left it wide open for you.
Yeah, no, I'm sticking with that because I still get that, and it is terrible. Like, it makes my heart race, and I feel sick all day because I'm like, oh, God, it took way longer time to wake up.
But you're in a lucid dream that you can control, and you're trying to get out of it. Why don't you, if you're already lucid, why don't you try to just have cool things happen in your dream instead of trying to get out so hard?
Yeah, no, I imagine. I'm like, well, might as well enjoy my time.
Because like when
Tommy's going to come to work tomorrow and go, Hobbings, I tried that. I had Dumbledore in a headlock for an hour.
Because I've had those moments of lucid dreams. And, you know, like I've had friends that are like, I can control it. And I've tried it a couple of times, but I always wake up and I go, dang, man, I felt like I was so close to being able to kind of control it. If you could actually do it, that would be awesome.
I can control my dreams. Usually if there's something I don't like, I'll be like, and I'll change it. But that's why I get so scared when I get caught in a dream like that and like waking up and knowing I'm still asleep. A lot of times it's just like it's like I'm awake and just staring out in bed, but I can't move and I just keep trying to wake up. Yeah, it's bad.
I had sleep paralysis one time and it was terrifying.
Right?
I had just like dozed off on the couch and Annette woke me up and I just could not move. She's looking at me. She's like, oh, what do you want to do for dinner? What do you want to do for dinner? And I'm just looking at her and I was like,
you couldn't even say words.
I couldn't reply. I couldn't move for like 15 seconds or so.
Which is long enough for the other person to go, are you okay?
Yeah.
And are you supposed to blink?
But then part of me in my head in that 15 seconds, I'm thinking, am I alive? Did I have a stroke? Am I not able to move? What happened?
Am I watching this? Yeah. Oh, God. That would be scary.
Like that.
That's all long enough that if you're with the wrong person, they could chop off your dork.
Are there people that have that? Like 15 seconds, no answer. It's mine. I chuck it into the park.
Yes.
Lorena Bobbitt, that thing.
Yeah, there's a lot of people like that. Yeah.
For those who don't know that story.
Not my dork.
My favorite.
Lorena Bobbitt chopped her husband's dork off.
Yeah.
In hindsight, pretty justified. He was an awful person.
Mm-hmm. Well, she just chuck it out the window of her car?
Yeah.
The amazing part of that story is, she was driving with it in one hand on the steering wheel, and then she went, rolled down the window and chucked it out. And then I've always heard, and I don't know if it's true, but the police found it and put it in like a 7-Eleven hot dog box to take it to the hospital.
Mm-hmm. And they reattached it, and he became, like, he was a porn star for a while.
He did at least one porno.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That a friend of ours in college was on the waiting list for at the porno movie rental place and then brought it to our house so we could watch it together.
And you did?
Did you watch it?
Yeah, there was some curiosity.
Yeah, I knew it.
Of course.
Yeah.
Did it look like a Frankenstein penis?
It didn't look good.
No?
Was there some weird pun for the title of it?
I don't remember. I don't think so.
John Wayne Lobbit?
His name was John right?
John Wayne Bobbitt. Yeah. Mm-hmm. John Wayne Bobbitt.
Don't mess with the Duke. All right, more random questions next. It is the Free Beer and Hot Wings Show.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs 21+. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.